It is a fantastic privilege to be with you this morning to share as part of your Awana Sunday. And straight away, you might have noticed that I'm not Canadian. I am, in fact, English. So I apologize ahead if something I say doesn't quite translate. You can speak to me afterwards. But I will work really hard to make sure I don't use too many English phrases, as my team, people like Gabe and other people, regularly point out that's not the Canadian way of saying it. So bear with me, please do. And it's a great privilege to be with you this morning. My role is as Regional Director for British Columbia and Alberta. So I oversee the Awana Ministry over these two great provinces. Started in BC, we arrived here last July as a family. And my family is myself, my wife, and we have two boys, who are Benjamin and Joshua, who are 7 and 9. And unfortunately, they couldn't be with us this morning. They're at our church family in Langley, where we now live. So why would an Englishman travel across the ocean to get involved in Awana? Well, I'll answer that question throughout this morning about why we would do that. Because Awana is this amazingly powerful ministry that we're partnering with churches like yourselves to reach children across Canada. Before I moved here to be the regional director, back in England, I was an associate pastor. People like to kind of go, did you live in England? So if you are a soccer fan, I lived in the city of Leicester. So they won the Premiership. It was kind of like the Canucks winning the Stanley Cup. This kind of dream journey a few years ago. And in Leicester, I was an associate pastor. So I think it's nice to know a brief story of people when they come and be a guest speaker. So my story is I came to faith at 11 years old in a Methodist church in England, and became a follower of Jesus at 16, because I responded to the gospel at 11, but really kind of became a follower of Jesus at 16 when I said, God, this is it. All of my life, every area of it, I'm following you with. And at that time, there was a strong sense in me from God to get involved in youth and children's ministry back in England. So at 17 years old, I became a volunteer, leader in training like many of you, as a youth pastor. And that kind of set my really life onto a certain path. And I became an associate pastor. Prior to that, I worked in schools with really challenging young people, children that were not from good families, that didn't have loving, caring families, children that were exposed to things we would never want children to have to go through. So my role in school was to lead them and guide them and kind of mentor and coach them. And then two years ago, as a family, we felt the call of God to trust him. And he was like, and I'm going to relocate your countries. And we were like, please let it be Canada. And it was. No, don't judge me. The first place we went to in Canada was Ontario. But then we discovered BC. And we decided to come and live in British Columbia. So it all came out good in the end. So I want to think this morning about a couple of different things. I want to think about what is Awana. For many of you, you've seen these amazing children and young people come in this morning with a flag and sing a song. And there's a uniform. And for many of you, I hope you have an understanding of what Awana is. But I want us to think a bit wider about the need for Awana. Why is Awana, why is a strong children's ministry, why is a strong youth ministry important to the church nowadays? Because more than ever before, it's important. And I want to share some stories of how God is using this ministry, both here in this community, in British Columbia and Alberta, and across Canada. And then there's going to be a challenge. There's going to be a challenge today of how do you get involved? How can you partner with Awana in this church family or across BC and Alberta, across Canada, or even internationally to reach children and young people with the gospel? So Awana is this amazing children's ministry that is focused on reaching children and young people with the gospel. It's about building long-term relationships with children, and it works. It has a significant impact on the lives of children and young people. And we work across Canada, in every province, in every community. Let me give you some information on Awana Canada. We are in all the provinces of Canada. Don't ask me to name them. I don't know them all yet. I haven't visited many of them. I've visited a few of them. But we're in every province. We work with 470-plus churches. That means 32,000 children every week are in Awana, hearing the gospel, involved in long-term discipleship. What about BC? Let's zoom into BC a little bit. 97 churches we work with across Canada. mainly in the Lower Mainland, but we have churches in the far north, we have churches in the Yukon, and we have churches all over. We work with 97 churches here in British Columbia. That means there are 4,000 children every week, just like you, part of Awana. It's a large story of what God is doing in Canada. In Awana has been in Canada for about 30 years. And we kind of did some rough numbers, go, okay, what does that mean? If you've been in a country for 30 years, every week, reaching children and young people with the gospel, that means over 100,000 people that we've reached with the gospel. It means 32,000 leaders have been trained to be equipped to share the gospel with children and young people and be involved in long-term discipleship. That's why we do what we do. It's a response to the Great Commission. That Great Commission that Jesus gave to us in Matthew 28, which is to go into all the world and make disciples, to reach our community with the gospel. And there's three main things I want us to think about today in Awana. And they are, we like to call them our three pillars, our three core values as an organisation across Canada that trickles down into our clubs so that they reach children in our community. And the first and most important mandate and commission that Awana has is to reach children with the gospel. 5 million children are in Canada at this moment under the age of 18. There are 5 million children. We reach 32,000 a week, and we're proud of reaching 32,000 a week. But at this moment, it is a drop in the ocean compared to the amount of children who are alive in Canada at this point. What we are seeing as well is a significant decrease in people identifying in biblical knowledge and biblical literacy. Children are not growing up outside of the church with a knowledge of Scripture. Children are growing up without knowing who Jesus is. That children recognise the McDonald's symbol more than the cross of Christ as a symbol is a worrying statistic, and we should be alarmed as a church family across Canada. There was a recent information that came out of one of our recent census datas, you know, and surveys, that said there's been a significant increase in families that identify as having no faith. And it jumped like 14% in 10 years. So we've got a challenge on our hand as the Church of Christ in Canada. We have a challenge in the church here at Pacific Grace, because we've got community, people in our community out there who are growing up with a low knowledge of Scripture and a low knowledge of the Bible. And Awana deals with those two things central to its ministry. So if you were to visit an Awana club, you would see absolute fun chaos. There is kids running around everywhere. There is amazing games going on. There's fantastic small group times. There's great large group times. There's all of the different ages working together. You've got student leaders who are mentoring and discipling children. And it's all to do with two components, which is Awana is about being highly relational and highly scriptural. Scriptural because we want children to understand and know the Word of God, because it transforms lives. The gospel of Jesus, told to us through Scripture, told to us, weaved through all of the Word of God, transforms children's lives. And we want children to know it. So kids will memorize verses every week. Yeah, they'll work with it. And it isn't just about memorizing a verse. Yeah, because what happens every week with our Awana kids is we're checking in with them going, what does that mean? You've memorized John 3:16, for God so loved the world. But what does that mean for you in your life? It isn't just like memorizing your multiplication timetable. It's actually memorizing the Word of God. And that's why our scripture, which we'll come to shortly, is about storing up the Word of God in our hearts. Because we allow children to store up the Word of God. And it pays a harvest later on in their life. But it's also a one that's about being highly relational. So I watch people like Gabe, who was leading us in worship this morning, who I've got to know over the last year, invest in the lives of children and young people, build relationship with them, so that every week when they come, they're here, welcomed. They know there are leaders who care for them. They know there are leaders who love them, who whatever their week has been, that they are going to open up their arms of Christ to love those children. It doesn't matter what family they're from. It doesn't matter what they've done that week. Our leaders at Awana will love them. And they will build relationship with them long term. because it's effective and it works. And Jesus took 12 people and changed the world through relationship and through the call and commissioning of God. Really sadly for us at Awana, the gentleman that founded Awana was called Art Rohrheim, and he passed away a few months back, in the early part of 2018. And he, one of his most famous quotes I would like to read for you this morning, and this is what he said. He said, "If we are to win kids to the Lord, they've got to have fun. We developed Awana to draw kids from the community through our church doors by providing games, prizes, awards, special events, excitement, and a sense of belonging." This is one of my favourite bits. "Church should be a place that kids get excited to come." Isn't that true? We want children excited to come into our church communities because they know they're loved and they know there's life-changing truth in there. We wanted Awana to be a place, that place of excitement where children were eager to attend each week and where leaders would show them God's unconditional love. You know, kids are the same the world over. They respond to those who love them. I've had the privilege of travelling to a number of countries, a number of continents, with my work as a youth and children's pastor and Awana, and it's the same. You go to Africa, kids want to be loved. They want to know leaders love them. They want to know the gospel, and it's the same gospel that changes lives. Think about it. 32,000 children a week, 5 million children under the age of 18, and Awana, in partnership with churches like yourselves, is reaching the generation, the next generation of the church. It's not just the next generation, we're reaching the church now. Because you'll notice on some of our students, some of them leading worship, playing guitar this morning, it says student leader. And we have this amazing opportunity in Awana where students who go through Awana stay on. And it happens club after club, ministry after ministry, where young people go, "It was great going through Awana, I'm 11 or 12 now, how do I serve? How do I give back to the younger generation, the ones who are cubbies and sparkies and the little ones?" We have 12 and 13-year-old people who have seen something of the kingdom who want to serve the next generation. In October, we do this amazing ministry conference for Awana called Next Gen, and it's in South Delta, and we have all of our Awana leaders from across the Lower Mainland. So we get like 420 leaders for this one-day conference, and it's a great, great day. The most exciting people I get to hang out with are the 150 young people who come to that day. That's a Saturday in October where young people are choosing to go to a ministry conference to be equipped. They're not going to the mall. They're not hanging out on their Xbox. They're going to something that is helping equip them to reach the next generation of children. That is one of the powerful things we talk about in Awana, because kids stay, get involved, and we need leaders. I speak to leaders across Canada, and I go, "What are the big challenge?" And do you know the big challenge that every single club consistently says to me is, "We need leaders." The biggest challenge for every club is, we need people who will turn up, love kids, and want to be part of this ministry to reach the next generation and the current generation of the church. And I would love for some of you to throw that challenge out there today, because I wonder if God is asking you to get involved. That doesn't mean you need to be the guy in the middle of the game circle playing the games. It doesn't mean you need to be confident in standing up in front of people to share. What it does mean is you've got to be able to do two things: love kids and share the gospel with them in your own way. It might be you could be the person who opens the door to kids and welcomes them like Jesus would welcome them every week. It might be that you could sit there with children, helping them learn and memorize the life-transforming Word of God. Psalm 119, verses 9 to 11. It's our key verse this morning. If you want to turn with me, you can. If not, I'm going to read it out for us. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. And I'll give you a moment, because I'm going to take a sip of water while you find it in your Bibles. So Psalm 119 says this: "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments." And this is my favourite bit. This is the key bit. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So when we arrived in Canada, tell a little story, in July, we arrived jet-lagged, me, my wife, our two boys, and one of the first things you have to do, of course, when you move countries is you need to go to the bank. And everyone loves going to set up new bank accounts. It's the fun thing that we all like to do. So we went down to RBC, and we kind of set up a bank account, and, you know, not just a checking account, and everyone else, we probably all have savings account, right? Children, it's good to say save your money, okay? We all have savings account. What's amazing is, the interest rate's pretty poor. Yeah, you put your money away, you're kind of saving for your pension retirement, you don't get much of a return from it, okay? And what's really interesting is, I wonder what returns we get from the Word of God. That interesting thing of bank accounts. Now, one of the funny things about going to a bank account, setting up a bank account in Canada, was when you have a name such as mine, which is really a funny pronunciation. So my name's Lee, as it says there, L-E-I-G-H. Thanks, Mum and Dad, for giving me a girly name. And then it's McGough, M-C-G-O-U-G-H. Now, the problem for RBC was they read it and thought it said Lay Magoo. So what was even better was when RBC rang up Awana headquarters and said, could we speak to Lay Magoo there? My colleague decided not to correct them. And she just went, no, I'm sorry, he's not available. Would you like to ring back another day? So whenever I speak to RBC now, they like to go, is Lay Magoo there, please? And I'm like, yes, that's me. Because it's gone 7 months now and you can't correct them after 7 months. I don't know if you've noticed that. So I go to some clubs and now they announce me as a joke as Lay Magoo is here to speak to the Awana kids. So forevermore, I will be Lay Magoo. But banks give us interest. They don't give us that much of a return on our investment. But I guarantee you, investing into the lives of children with the gospel gives a far, far greater impact. There was a story that came from one of our team in Ontario this week. We were sharing as a team about stories of Awana having an impact in different churches. And the Ontario team shared this story of a girl in Fort Erie who got involved in one of the Awana clubs. And she was from a non-Christian family, non-Christian background, never been to church before. And she was invited along, like so many of our children are, because, you know, do you want to come to this great fun club that I go to? And she went along. And she initially was really disconnected. She went, she turned up, she played the games, she didn't share much. She was a little bit fragile, a little bit lonely. But this took months to overcome, of leaders loving her every week, leaders sharing with her every week. And in the last few months, the girl responded to the gospel, which is amazing. She responded in small group time, and when the leader said, would anyone like to, you know, this is the gospel as we do throughout Awana, would anyone like to respond? The girl put her hand up and she prayed and said, Lord, I want to give my life to you. Now, what had been amazing was this girl's behavior at home had changed over the last few months. And her parents, who were not followers of Jesus, looked back and went, our daughter's different. We've seen a change in her. And they saw a bigger change in her when she responded to the gospel. And it raised a question for the parents. Like, what do we do about this? And the daughter, 1 week, led her father in the sinner's prayer. An 8-year-old girl met with Jesus in Awana, responded to the gospel, led her own father to faith. A story from BC, up in the north of BC, one of our churches shared a story of a similar thing, a girl from a Buddhist background coming along to club, loving it, building relationship, responding to the gospel, and her family, who have no faith in Jesus, at times have been anti her going along to Awana, and now in a midweek Bible study. They haven't responded to the gospel yet. But we know the word of God will bear truth and will bring them to faith because of the investment that's made. When we were considering whether we move over here for Awana, there was a video that we watched that challenged me as a youth and children's pastor. As someone, I'm 37, I'd spent my whole life working with children. And I'd probably worked with many, many, many children throughout my career, throughout my time as a youth and children's pastor. But a number of them didn't make it. You know, they encountered Christ in their teenage years, encountered Christ in their children's years. They went away to university. The challenges of life happened. And many, many of our children in the youth ministry and children's ministry that I led, you know, a good number made it, but my heart always broke for those that didn't. And we stumbled across this video as part of our recruitment process for Awana, and when we were considering as a family whether to get involved. And I would ask this question of you this morning. If you would be thinking, if there was something more valuable that you could do that helps extend the kingdom, do it. But think about the bank account that gives you 2.5% interest. And think about the investment return in reaching children and young people with Jesus while we watch this short video.
We do our best to raise our children. From their first steps to their first recital, first game, first love, first breakup, first date, to the day they move out. And then they're gone. And we ask ourselves, did we do our best to raise them? Did we leave a life-defining, long-lasting, spiritual impact? 92.7% of Awana alumni attend church weekly or more often and say it was important in developing a spiritual and moral foundation for their adult life. In fact, 92.9% place such a high value on the impact of Awana that they said that they would like their own children to participate in Awana ministry someday. And it's not just church attendance that's sticking. They read their Bible and pray regularly, engage in missions, and spend more time volunteering in their community. We are Awana, and we are equipping families to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ with an unshakable faith that endures for a lifetime.
I would love to get 94% interest on my bank account. I would love to get a return on any investment of 94%. And what's amazing is the Word of God has that level of return. When we disciple children, when we reach children with the gospel, and the biggest need we have in every club are leaders and volunteers. That video broke me. I was like, how can I not, Jesus, get involved in following you in a ministry that reaches children across the world and sees that level of impact? That's why we do what we do. That's why Awana, that's why leaders give up Saturday nights every week. They give up time and energy and money and prayer and passion, and because they want to reach children with the good news of Jesus. The other thing that we do at Awana is a massive thing for us, is we want to equip and train leaders. The biggest need we have is to reach children, but also equip leaders to reach children. Again, student leaders equipped to reach their own generation, equipped to lead people to Jesus within their schools and communities. And we do that through a number of different programs and projects across Canada. We do this program called Advocates, and we have young people who are, you know, university age, really to any age, but many university people age, who go, I feel the call of God to work with youth and children. And I want to have experience. I want to reach kids through Awana and help churches to reach kids in their local community. And we're excited when we bring on new advocates all the time, because it's young people who are passionate about Jesus. It's about passionate about reaching the community with the gospel. And I wonder whether you would stand with us. You know, there's many different ways you can get involved in Awana in every local church, in this local church, in your church family. The biggest way every single person can get involved is to pray. And you might go, it's as simple as that. Your Awana team that meets every Saturday, or will be meeting every Saturday going forward, needs prayer. Because they are coming from busy weeks. They have got their own families, and they're choosing to invest in the lives of children every Saturday, reaching them with the gospel, supporting them, discipling them, loving them, and they need prayer. Because it's the Lord's ministry. Awana is a tool. Yeah, it's a tool that is used by churches. But really, the power of Awana stands in the Word of God. that we get children to memorize, that we get children to engage with, and we challenge them to think about. But leaders, leaders, leaders is the critical element for every Awana club. And again, I wonder if there's people here who God's nudging now to go, hey, why not get involved? Give some time to reach the next generation of children and young people. Because we don't want it to be 32,000 children across Canada. We want to see it increase significantly by the year 2020 and beyond. Awana is bigger and stronger than it's ever been before across Canada. But it's built on leaders who are passionately about the gospel of Jesus reaching children and young people, who are well-equipped and trained, and they know that they their identity in Jesus, and they love reaching children with the gospel. And the way that Awana is getting involved is about changing the world. So we believe if we do these things correctly, we reach kids, we train leaders, we ultimately change the world. And Awana is an international missions organization, so we work in 130 countries throughout the world. We work here in every community, from First Nations to every community across the Lower Mainland and all the way throughout BC. And one of the amazing things we've seen this year is every year we choose a country to support, and all of our clubs club together. And this year our chosen country was Uganda in Africa. And we partnered with Compassion. And Compassion came to us and said, Compassion, we're amazing at doing child sponsorship programs. We're amazing at building orphanages and working with the physical needs of children, but we don't do discipleship. And we were like, hey, we're Awana, we do discipleship. So we've partnered with Compassion this year, and we're changing the lives of kids in Uganda. And the Awana clubs throughout Canada have raised over $40,000 to change the lives of kids in Uganda. And what's fascinating is throughout the books that our Awana children go through is the Great Commission that we read earlier on. Regularly, it's asking our children to consider the lives of children in another world, in another country. The lives of children in another context. And what will you do about it? We've got a challenge, church, coming because our children are growing up knowing that the world, that's where they're called. Because we're training our children to go, the gospel could take you anywhere. It could take you in BC into your careers in computer software, university, you know, janitorial services, all of those things. But we're also sowing a seed with our children of, actually, the gospel could take you anywhere across the world. The world is more open than ever before to the good news of Jesus and people, and the Lord leading people to respond to that. So be prepared for our children to go. Be prepared for our children to respond to that call of God, because we're training them to know the Great Commission and know it's going to all the world. Not part of it, not Richmond, not Vancouver, not just there, but every single place and location. So I wonder if the Lord is nudging you in different ways today. Next year we're hoping to work in Pakistan, one of the most challenging countries to be a follower of Jesus, to reach and equip leaders to reach their communities with the good news of Jesus. And I wonder how you could partner with us through your Awana club next year for Pakistan. It's amazing. Over $150,000 given in the last 5 years to international development work through Awana. We will never know the true impact of what we do when we reach kids, because you don't know who that child will lead to faith later on in their lives. But the biggest thing we've got is to reach children in our local community. So three main things of Awana as we come to an end here in our time this morning. Reach kids. We have to reach the next generation of children in our communities. It is one of the most imperative missions and mandates of children. So pray for your youth and children's pastors, because they are at the cutting edge of reaching children. And they are investing in the next generation who will sit and will be part of this church family. Yeah, and then we will train those guys to reach their next generation. The church is one generation away from failing all the time if it doesn't reach its next generation with the good news of Jesus. And the final verse I would like to leave you with is this. It's in Luke 10, verse 2. And Jesus was speaking to his disciples. And this is what it says. Luke 10, verses 2. These were Jesus' instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest and ask him to send more workers into his field. The harvest is there. The gospel changes the lives of children and young people in our communities. But it's a worker. It's the issue of workers. And will you be a partner with us? Would you stand with us and pray with us for our Awana teams? Would you serve with us on a Saturday? Would you serve with us across Canada and support us, you know, in prayer or finances across Canada as a missions organization to reach the next generation? The harvest is great, but the workers are few. Kids in Awana, I think you are the most precious investment we can make. There is no one more important in this church family than yourselves, because you are reaching, and it's not just kids at Awana, it's children in our church, because you are central to what God's plans are, and he has great, amazing plans and purposes for you. Thank you for this opportunity to share with you this morning.
Hello. Okay, so I totally forgot about this thing, so I started preparing this morning, but it's gonna be great. So, my Awana experience has been pretty good. Starting out as a kid, you don't really know anything, so it was just like, oh, get to hang out with my friends, get to eat some snacks. It was a pretty good Saturday. But then when you start getting like older, it became more like parents were like, Benny, you need to go. And I'm like, I don't want to go. But then, you know, I got forced to go. And it was really fun. It was okay. Yeah. Like, but I mainly just went there for the friends. It wasn't very a spiritual thing for me. I think it starts to get more spiritual once you start to become more aware of your situation, like TNT, Journey and Trek. That's when you actually start to notice, oh, how does this affect me as a person? And I think that putting your kids through this program is very good. As like, first of all, when they're like small little children, like in cubbies or like puggles, it's great. It's just a great babysitting program that's like, oh yay, we get a free Saturday, guys. But then like when they start to get older, they actually notice how good this program is for them. Like, oh, I can actually get my questions answered. People actually care for me. I get free snacks. It's like, it's a pretty good package. So I recommend Awana. Yes.
Thank you, Benny, for that inspirational testimony. Can we all rise for a time of response? Thank you.